Thanks for joining us this morning. Cortez was one of the fire departments that responded to the Rico home explosion last week. Can you describe what appears to have happened in that situation?
All they know right now is they have a fire investigator coming out. Is there is some type of a propane leak somewhere. The house exploded, totally destroyed, and unfortunately, one person, you know, did not survive on that.
Where does it seem like the propane leaked into, or do we know yet?
They don't know yet. The house was just a total, you know, totally destroyed. So it's going to be have time to sift through everything and take a look and see possibly where it came in at.
Is it common for propane leaks to destroy a house like that?
It can. Propane is heavier than air, so it will settle in into a crawl spaces or different areas. And if it builds up enough, just like natural gas, it can cause an explosion.
And what? How does that work? How does it have so much power?
It just because it builds up into tight spots, crawl spaces, areas. It builds up and builds up, and once it reaches an ignition port spot, it's like a flame from a hot water heater or something like that. It's going to ignite, and it's just a lot of pressure built up, and it will explode.
And is that something that is a risk for firefighters when they're in a burning building?
It is. That's one thing we definitely look at. Once we do get a structure fire, we call out the utilities. Usually it's the gas and the electric company. If they don't have natural gas, they have propane, we shut off the propane tank immediately because it can cause a hazard to us also.
Besides leakages, are there other propane or natural gas related accidents that can happen?
They can. One of the biggest things that people have to remember is they need to maintain their own tanks and everything. They have to look and make sure that if they have a propane tank, a lot of snow buildup that we've had, the domes on top are, the snow is taking off the domes on top. There's a relief valve up there that needs to be cleared. Another big thing is the line that goes into the house has to come out of the ground by the house. It can't go underneath into a crawl space. So it's usually next to the house. One thing that happens quite a bit is the buildup of snow and ice on top of the roof. And once it comes down, it'll actually shear off that line that goes into the house. So we got to make sure that you either have some type of cover over it, or you make sure you knock the snow and ice off that's above that line going into the house.
Hmm. So it sounds like covering the, or having snow cover the propane tank can present a risk. What does that actually do with the tank?
Basically, it can shift the tank, for one, if it's heavy enough. Two, it can affect the line going outside the tank. And another thing is just on top, the dome has a pressure relief valve that constantly will release any pressure buildup and stuff. And if that stays covered up, it's not able to release the pressure.
Are accidents like this usually things that happen over the winter, or can this happen at any point of the year?
You know, talking to the propane experts and stuff, winter is the majority of time that stuff like this happens where they have propane issues and such. People just have to remember if they do smell propane, you know, call 911 immediately, and then we'll get a hold of a propane company. Every time you light your stove or an appliance or whatever, you'll get a small smell of propane, but if it's continual and you can smell it, you need to shut your tank off and call 911.
So if I go home now and talk to my landlords, or go into my house, which I heat with propane gas, what are the top couple things that I should keep in mind?
Just make sure your pilot lights are lit, for one. Your appliances are maintained. Your furnace and your stove are constantly maintained by professionals on that, so that they're heating properly, that the burners are working properly.
Okay. And also, the Dolores Fire Chief mentioned carbon monoxide detectors. What can they do?
They're going to warn you, give you early warning if any carbon monoxide from any type of gas in the house that produces carbon monoxide. So it's very important that everybody should have smoke detectors, of course, and carbon monoxide detectors. And they do make detectors now that are a combination of both carbon monoxide and smoke detectors.
Okay. Jeff Vandevoorde is the fire chief for Cortez Fire Protection District. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.